Good morning and shalom. We now come to the concluding remark of the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13. And we want to deal with the first session. We can go from verses 1 all the way to verses 9. Hebrews 13. This session, we want to look at the model of love during the race of faith. The model of love. We are encouraged to keep on loving, to understand what we call the labor of love. While Paul was writing to the Thessalonians 1, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, he mentioned the place of the labor of love and the work of faith, or the work produced by faith, and the perseverance, or the steadfastness. And so, here we are looking at the labor of love. We are looking at how we can continue to become a blessing while we are running the race of faith. You see, we were not just called to run alone. It is true that in the book of Hebrews, much was concentrating on individual journey, individual race. Even when you are told to put off the weight that easily entangles us, and even the sin that besets us, it dealt so much about an individual. But in this concluding remark in the book of the Hebrews 13, it is now bringing in that we were meant to change our environment as we go. It reminds us of Abraham again, our father of faith, when he was called to go to a place where God will show him. And he was supposed to go and become a blessing to the nations of the world. And becoming a blessing means to show the love of God. Love comes from God. And because God is love, and he expressed himself to us by dying for us, all even by then, by manifesting himself to the children of Israel or to those that are on the journey, we are supposed to become a conduit. We are supposed to become a channel of blessing. We are supposed to express the blessings to the rest of the people, to manifest the blessings to the people. That's what this portion is all about. We want to show this, how you can manifest love to those that are in trouble, especially to those that are in prison, to those that are really outside the church, to those inside the church. We want to see how you can express the, you know, the joy of the Lord to make, you know, to change them, even those that are going through in a struggle, to those that are our leaders, to those that follow us, to those that are our peers. We are supposed to show love. And what is love? Love is expressing gratitude or joy in the joy of another. In other words, is to make sure that you will fulfill your joy. You get your joy fulfilled when the joy of another is overflowing. So you do whatever you can do so that you become happy. Can you imagine a world where you are happy because of the other people, because the other people are helped, because the other people are blessed, that you are becoming joyful? Your joy, you draw your joy out of the benefits of another one. That world will be wow. And God will help us. So let's see how we can be able to express this within and without ourselves, within the church and without the church. Let's see how we can do it even to our marriage partners. even what we can do to those that are on our way. In the book of Psalms 84, the Bible talks about people who are in pilgrimage. And the author of this said, as you move from one place to another, you move from where you are to Zion, you go through the valley of Baca. The valley of Baca is the valley of pain, the valley of frustration. And this person was saying, as you move there, you change that valley to a pool of springs. You transform it. You are now transforming the environment. You are transforming the situation. You are making a place passable where it could not be passed. You remember when one time Jesus went to a place where people would not stay because of a madman or madmen. You know, the book of Matthew says madmen, two madmen. Mark says one madman. But those madmen were so violent that people would not pass through there. Can you see when Jesus went there, what he did? He transformed those men and the place became passable again. The place was transformed to a pool of joy, peace, and prosperity. That's what this book, this concluding remark is. Much about the transforming of the environment, we will look at it from the book of James. So it is a concluding remark. And then he says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. You see, we keep, there was love, and we don't do a one-off love. It's keep on loving. People are not lovable, so we need the grace of God to keep on loving brothers and sisters. And do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. Now, these are now indicators of love. One of the indicators of loving one another is to show hospitality to one another, and especially to strangers. That's the first group. We show hospitality. They're outside the church. They come to us. We show hospitality. Hospitality, and the name hospital almost came from the same root word. So hospitality means you are hosting. You are entertaining a stranger. You give food and drink and security to those that are passing. You may not know them, but you're doing that because, well, you are on earth and we are on earth. God has shown hospitality to us. Like the children of Israel, they lived in foreign land and they were shown hospitality. So they are told, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. And then he says, why? For by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Now, this is very critical, that by showing hospitality to people, that angels could come in form of people. They'd come looking like people, like the time of Abraham. Abraham, one day in the book of Genesis 18, he saw three visitors coming and he entertained them. He gave them food. He slaughtered for them, only to see that these visitors were not normal visitors, were not ordinary visitors. Two of them were angels, and the third visitor was God himself. But they ate. He slaughtered for them, and they ate, gave them curdled milk, and they drank. But then they left a blessing in that place. So, doing that, you plant hospitality. And you are going to harvest hospitality. You plant honor, and you are going to reap honor. First thing is, continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison. You see, the second group, apart from strangers, that you show love is to remember those that are in prison and to visit them as though you are there. You see, when you say as though you are there, is that you are going through, you are outside, but you make sure that you are moved by their plight and you help them in that way. And those who are ministered as if you yourself were being suffering or mistreated. So the third group is you remember those that are mistreated. So you show love not only to strangers, not only to those in prison, even those that are suffering, those are persecuted, those are mistreated, and you do it as though you are suffering. Number four category is that you show love to marriage. How? Marriage should be honored by all, and marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. That is about you show love to your spouse. That is very important. It's very possible to show love to others and you forget ourselves. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So here is about you free yourself from the love of money. You see, this is that you show love, is the good love and the bad love. You show good love, so there must be bad love. And the bad love is the love of money. The love of people, the love of God's people is good love. But the love of money is bad love, and we should avoid it. Why? Because we trust in God. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will never be afraid what mere mortals do to me. Remember, your leaders who spoke to you. Now, the fourth group, the sixth group that you remember are your leaders. By remembering them. Remembering them means by being a helper to them, by honoring them. You remember those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It's good for you, for our hearts, to be strengthened by grace and not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so. Now, here now, we are entering into another area about not being carried, not loving strange teaching. This is now the other bad love. You don't take in, you don't entertain love of money and strange teaching, strange way of teaching. You don't just do, you don't love strange sacrifices, and you also don't entertain false teaching, heretical teaching, cultic teaching. And Father, we thank you because of the way you have expressed love to us. Help us to know where to love and what not to love. You have told us that we need to show love to visitors, to strangers, those in prison, those that are suffering, those that are, you know, those that are married to us. Lord, you have shown us to the way that we can love our leaders, but you have also told us not to love money and not to love false teaching. Help us to do so in Jesus' name.